Calligraphy Podcast, a place where you get to listen to spirit-filled messages and inspirational teachings that will shape and transform your life into the similitude of the divine God, designing a divine world through the eternal message of Christ and His Spirit. Right here on Calligraphy, sign in and get transformed.
Another episode of Calligraphy Podcast. We've been dealing with matters relating to the beginning and the end in the past 3 weeks. We released 3 episodes actually concerning the beginning. You know, we've dealt with a lot of things. I don't think we should go back and revise. No, it will be some way. We've learned quite a lot of things concerning the beginning. We want to take it a step further. I've realized that it has been a fun journey so far, and for real, I've been learning quite a lot by listening to the episodes as well. I listen to the episodes as well, Charlie, because most of the things that come during the episodes, it's not like I've sat down to actually think about them and stuff. They just come on the spot. Some of the things come on the spot, like, for real. So after I finish recording the episodes and I send it to the main boss, and he sends me the finished work to listen to, Charlie, I realized that there were so many things that I actually learned as a result of taking these sessions. And it's been a fun journey so far, and I'm so glad that we are all a part of the bus that is leading us towards the fullness of Christ, or let me say, the good riches that God is actually giving to us in these sessions. Okay, so I think it's okay with the beginning. We want to jump from the beginning and start a new series, which I'm sure will take quite the time to complete, because Charlie, the end has got a lot of things to talk about, a lot of misconceptions that form a smoky wall preventing us from seeing clearly what the Bible is saying. You see, so many things have come up concerning the end, Charlie. The end is so much hazy. We don't really know how it's going to be. But Charlie, in these few episodes, we are going to deal with all those things by the grace of God. We'll deal with all the misconceptions. We'll cast all the imaginations that people have built into your minds. We are going to throw them down. We are going to be Jeremiah's. You know, when Jeremiah was called, God told him that he should throw down, he should pull down, he should destroy. We're going to destroy all those crazy imagination buildings that people have built in your minds, you know, concerning the end, that are not consistent with scripture. So Charlie, it's going to be a fun ride. You don't need to pay any ticket. Oh, well, maybe you have to pay a small ticket. That is, look forward to every single episode. Because this one is going to be fun. It's going to be so much intriguing. You really want to learn. And I'm going to end the episodes as the places that you really want to know more. So that you'll be anticipating the next episode. That's what we'll be doing now. So I think some of the things we'll be handling in this session concerns the cloud of witnesses. I think we've heard a lot of things concerning the cloud. We'll talk about the rapture. Well, we know that people will be left behind. At least that's what we were taught. We learned that Jesus is going to appear in a kind of cloud, and then it's going to be some kind of thing be where you just be walking with your friend and then boom, he vanishes. I think I saw in movies you'll be at kind of the windmill where we go to grind our maize and stuff. So you'll be there and then you just be talking with your friend and boom, your friend is gone. Then he starts looking around. Yeah. Where is my friend? All those things, they've stuck into our mind. So we are waiting for them. But that's what scripture is saying. We'll deal with those things. We'll deal with the battle of Armageddon. We've heard a lot about the battle of Armageddon, the final battle. People are so much scared about this final battle because we've heard that it's going to be a lot disastrous. Oh, Charlie. We've learned a lot. We've heard a lot too, Charlie. Well, thank God to our Sunday school teachers. At least they've instilled into us that kind of training to read the Bible. So we thank God for them. But we'll still study. We'll learn about the beast and the number of the beast, 666. What Hey, Charlie, people, when they hear about this number, 666, hey, imagine even your phone number ends with 666 or has 666 inside. People will be scared of you. They'll be like, you're part of the Antichrist and stuff. But that's what scripture is saying concerning the 666. We'll learn a lot of things concerning 666 as well, the number of the beast and the beast itself. If you study scripture, the Bible says the number is the number of a man, and you would have to calculate it. So, well, that's Revelation 13. Yeah, we are going to go deep into all those things. We'll study a lot of things concerning the Antichrist. We are going to deal with so many misconceptions concerning the Antichrist. We've also heard that Jesus will come as a thief in the night. I think people didn't really understand what the scriptures meant as Jesus coming as a thief in the night. We are going to deal with all those things here. Yeah? Well, God will help us. We'll learn. I think, hey, the biggest one that we've ever heard was that when is Judgment Day, God is going to show forth a screen. And that screen, Charlie, everything that you've done upon the earth will be shown on that screen. Every good thing that you've done will be shown. Every bad thing that you've done will be shown. And Charlie, people are so much scared of that screen because, well, your family members will be there. Everybody will be there. And they will be seeing everything that you've done in daylight, in darkness, hidden. Anything that you've just done, we are going to see all of those things. We've heard all those things. So when we hear about these things, we get scared. But is that what scripture is saying? Did scripture ever talk about the big screen? Well, that's what these episodes are all about. So we are going to deal with all those misconceptions. There are so many things we'll deal with. I can't list all of them right now. I can't speak of all of them right now. We are going to deal with a lot of things. So please stay tuned. Oh, Charlie, we've believed so many wrong things. Oh, it's bad. It's not easy, Charlie. But thank God for grace and enlightenment. We are grateful to Jesus Christ for coming upon the earth and giving us the grace to understand the scriptures through the Spirit. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I think during the sessions, we are going to burst all the mythy Bibles concerning the end time in the coming episodes. Yeah. So please, I think we should take part. We should take part in sharing the episode. We should share the links, create a broadcast, share it with your friends. You see, if you are doing this, you are actually establishing the kingdom of God in the hearts of people, and you are helping people to know the truth. So please do this for us here. Do this for us. Let's take something small concerning the first part of today that's relating to the cloud. Okay, so let's take this scripture. Okay, that's from Acts 1 verse 9 to 11. So Acts 1 verse 9 to 11 says, "And when he had said this, even as they were looking at him, he was caught up, and a cloud received and carried him away out of their sight. And while they were gazing intently into heaven as he went, behold, two men in white robes suddenly stood beside them, who said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing into heaven? This same Jesus who was caught away and lifted up from among you into heaven, or who was caught away in a cloud and lifted up from among you into heaven, will return in just the same way in which you saw him go into heaven." Okay, so we've heard quite a number of things concerning Jesus is coming. We've heard that when Jesus is coming, he'll be coming in a cloud. You see, we've heard this thing like he'll be coming in a cloud. So sometimes when we look, okay, it happened one time in my childhood, okay, and let me speak the truth. This is a secret. I wasn't a Christian until I think SHS 2, but my dad is a pastor. I received Christ, I think, in SHS 2. That was when I fully became a Christian. But when I was a child, I was doing bad a lot of times, okay? So I remember one time, one particular day, around 5 p.m., Charlie, the clouds formed some picture being, like some nice picture being, like I was so much scared. And then the heavens turned pinkish, like it was so pinkish. The whole weather was pinkish. Charlie, the way I was scared that day, I was so much scared because I've heard a lot of things that Jesus will be coming in the cloud. So when the heavens changed color like that and it was pink and the cloud formed a form of image, I was so much scared, like, hey, Charlie, Jesus is coming, oh, I'm going to hell, stuff. And I heard that when Jesus is coming, after he's coming and he takes some people with him, some people will be left behind. Oh, in Ewe, they call that thing Bubuvi. I'm teaching you Ewe, Bubuvi. So keep it in mind, Bubuvi. So, like, even if you hear the Bubuvi, aren't you scared? Bubuvi. Like, you hear it, don't you feel scared? So, like, I was scared. I said, they'll be left behind and they'll be tormented. Like, so, hey, God, I don't even know you. Will I also be left behind and be tormented? Those were my thoughts, like, when I was a child, because those were the things that I heard. Those were the things I heard. But you want to know the truth. Bible never referred to the cloud as a literal cloud. Well, it's going to shock some people, because all this while we've all thought that it was a cloud. Bible never referred to the cloud as a literal cloud. You see, that's why we are creating this session, so that you study the truth. You see, the fact is that the literal clouds can never hold up God. The literal clouds can never hold up Jesus Christ. The literal clouds can never hold up someone that is full of authority. It's just fact. The literal clouds cannot hold them. No creation can actually hold them. Like, except they decide that they are going to dwell in. That's why man is special, though. That's why man is special. Because originally, no creation was supposed. Or originally, it was... Nothing else can hold God except man. Nothing else was given the capacity to hold God except man. That is why a cloud, you just think about it, a cloud does not have the capacity to hold God. You see, when the Bible talked about the cloud, it was talking about, there is a deeper revelation to the statement. I don't want to jump the gun. If I jump the gun, it's not going to make it fun. So let's keep it cool. Let me caress your minds. Let me take you through a session where you want more, then I'll end it. You see? So when the two angels appeared and they talked about the cloud, they were not talking about just a mere cloud that we see. You see, sometimes in the pictures that they draw for us in books, they don't help us, because if you read all these childhood Christian books concerning Jesus Christ, you realize that when they talked about Jesus ascending into the heavens, they draw these clouds that we see, these white clouds around him, and then we saw him raise his head up, then Charlie, he's going into the air. That was a nice sound effect, Charlie. I have to be working in Marvel by now. You see, one thing that Bible wants us to understand is realms. Every time Bible talks about realms, there are three things that Bible actually hits on: times, seasons, realms. These three things, for you to actually understand scripture, you have to actually get a division between the three: times, seasons, and realms. Times and seasons go together. Actually, the three of them interrelate. They coexist. There is this coexisting factor between them. They work together. So you have to get a thin line, and the thin line is brought by the word of God. That's why the Bible says that the word is like a two-edged sword. It's sharp like a two-edged sword. It's able to cut through. The division can only be brought by the word of God. So you have to pay close attention to the three of them through the lens of the word, or by taking the sword of the word and cutting through the three of them. I think times and seasons will be something that we'll deal with as we are continuing. But today we want to take up realms. You see, Bible, Paul knows that man needs to understand realms. So he said that, I pray that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. He knew that there is this enlightenment into realms. And until your eyes are open to see that there is a coexisting factor between realms, or there is realms that act upon the earth, or there are realms that act upon the earth that man doesn't actually feel, or man doesn't actually know, you are just walking upon the earth. You see, one time it happened in the Bible where Elisha also, it was Elisha and Gehazi, I think so. So Elisha and Gehazi, you see, Gehazi was walking with Elisha, and then there was this army that was coming out against them, okay? There were troops that were coming to deal with them, but you see, Elisha was seeing that there were realms that were speaking for them, there were realms that were fighting for them, but Gehazi didn't See that? So Elijah said he prayed. Elijah prayed for Gehazi's eyes to be opened. And when Gehazi's eyes were opened, he saw that there were numerous angels that were fighting on their behalf. There were numerous angels that were around them. You see? That's the thing, though. That's the thing. There are realms around us that are acting on earth, but our eyes are not opened to see that. You see, the thing is that God has given every man spiritual eyes. The moment you were born, you were given spiritual eyes, but the spiritual eyes are closed. It's just like a baby. When a baby is born, the baby is able to see, but the baby is not able to comprehend. But our case, we don't even tune up to the signals of the other realms before we are able to even see and comprehend. That's our problem. So Paul was praying that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, so or be flooded with light, so we can know and understand. That can be seen in Ephesians 1 verse 18. It's just for those who want reference. So Ephesians 1 verse 18 actually says something like that. You see, ignorance has been chewing us little by little, but we don't know. You know one thing, everything that I say in this episode, actually, I don't want you to just digest them. Chew it, like chew them. Then if they taste good, swallow and digest them. You get what I'm getting at. What I'm saying is that study the scriptures. After I've taken you through the sessions, study the scriptures, get your own revelation. By so doing, we all grow. You see, if I tell you things and then you just take it in like that, it's not fun. Study the scriptures for yourself. Study the scriptures for yourself. Growth comes in the spirit by personal study, then corporate study. So if you study on your own and then you learn from others as well, then you grow. But realize that it is personal study that takes you through. Personal revelation is that carries you through. If you don't have your personal revelation, it's just like having a lamp with someone's borrowed oil. So you don't know where the person got the oil from. So it gets to a point where the oil is finished and you would have to go and beg again. But if you have your own source of oil, you would understand that whenever the oil is about finishing, you go back for it. That's what comes when you do personal study of the scriptures. You get your own revelation, and your own revelation is able to carry you through. So don't be depending on people's revelations only. Study the scriptures for yourself. Study the scriptures for yourself. This is what I'm trying to say. So even as we are going through the lessons, study for yourself. Study for yourself. Okay. So to understand what scripture meant by cloud, we have to look critically at the subject of realms. And that takes us back to the creation story. So when we talk about realms, we are talking about a biogeographical division. Woo! I just used the big word, Charlie. But let me just bring it to a simple term here. A domain. When we talk about terms, we are talking about domains, or we are talking about just divisions or kingdoms. That's what realms is all about. So when we are taking this session, understand that a realm is just a domain. So let's jump into the word and try to break things down concerning realms. So in Genesis 1 verse 1, we see a key statement. Okay, it says in Genesis 1 verse 1 that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And when we talk about the beginning, we are talking about a time before time, or before time. So beginning talks about before time. If you read John 1 verse 1 in the Amplified Version, it says in the beginning, then in a small bracket says before time was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That scripture actually carries a lot of things, but we're not going into that because that's not relating to what we are talking about today. Okay, so let's look at this. Before time, God existed, and the first thing that God did was to create heaven and earth. Now, most people actually fail to realize that heaven is also a creation. They think heaven already existed and then God just created the earth. But that's not what scripture is saying. Heaven is also part of creation. Heaven is creation. Heaven is also part of creation. And heaven and earth were actually created at the same time. They are not independent of each other. How God created them is that they coexist, the co-function. There is a coexisting factor. There is this overlapping spiritual truth between the heavens and the earth. Heaven is where the authority of God is, and earth is where the authority of God is established, or where the authority of God is manifested. You read in Isaiah 66 verse 1, the Bible says that heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What kind of house would you build for me, and what kind can be my resting place. That's what scripture says concerning the heaven and the earth. It says, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. You see, throne is a symbol of authority. When we come to our traditional homes or we look at tradition, we see that a chief is enthroned. Why is a chief enthroned? A chief is enthroned because that and only that proves that he or she is in a place of authority in the community. Okay, that captures it quite right. A chief is enthroned because that and only that proves that he or she is in a place of authority in the kingdom. If we look at the word footstool, actually footstool, when we bring it to English, that is a footrest. But in scripture, it is metaphorical. It's a metaphorical statement symbolizing subjection to authority. So we see so many times in Bible, countless times in the scripture, I think Psalm 110 verse 1, Matthew 22 verse 44, Mark 12 verse 36, Luke 20 verse 43, Acts 2 verse 35. You see, I'm not just mentioning scriptures. I'm not just mentioning scriptures, okay? They are consistent with what I'm about to say. You can look them up. You can look them up. You see, all these scriptures, even Hebrews 1 verse 13, and I think Hebrews 10 verse 11 or 13, all these scriptures speak of enemies being made Jesus' footstool. So you see a point of subjection to authority in every case that the Bible talks about footstool. So Bible says in Isaiah 66 verse 1 that heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What is God saying? Heaven is my point of authority, or where my authority is, and earth is where the authority is manifested, or where the authority is established. Yeah. This is a divine principle. It is a divine principle. It can never be changed. Keep that in mind. So we see the Bible talking about two realms, that is heaven and earth. They coexist and co-function. Keep that in mind as well, because we'll be dealing with things relating to this particular truth. We'll be dealing with these things relating to this particular truth. So if we go back to Isaiah 66 verse 1, we see that Bible talks, or God asks a very important question. He said, where can be my resting place? Or what kind can be my resting place? So God talked about two realms, and he is asking a question, what kind can be my resting place? So in this scripture, God is trying to actually say that the two realms are not his resting place. The spirit, you see, the spirit realm is where God rests, or where God dwells is the spirit realm. So there are two realms that coexist, that's the heaven and the earth. But there is this realm called the spirit realm that also exists. And this is where the concept of the clouds come in. So if you want to really know more concerning the cloud that the scriptures talked about in Acts 1 verse 9 to 11, expect the next episode. It's going to be fun. Peace out. Enjoy yourself.